The Mystery of the Presentation, a First Saturday Meditation guided by Father Michael Rodriguez. A 15-minute meditation on the mysteries of the Rosary is an essential element of the First Saturday devotion as requested by Our Lady. Catholics may meditate by a great variety of methods. In this meditation, Father draws connections between Our Lady's message of Fatima and the scriptural representation of the mystery. He begins with a prayerful introduction, placing us in the presence of God, then follows the meditation, and he ends with a resolution and concluding prayers. First Saturday Meditation. Today's meditation is on the fourth joyful mystery, the Presentation. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Preparatory Prayers. I begin by placing myself in the presence of God. My God, I firmly believe that Thou art here present, and present in the depths of my soul, as truly as Thou art in heaven, in the midst of Thy angels and saints. O my God and Sovereign Lord, before whom the whole universe is but as dust, I prostrate myself before Thee, acknowledging that Thou art my Creator, and that I am Thy creature. And thus I offer the homage of my whole being to Thy Supreme Majesty. Eternal Father, I adore Thee as my Creator. Eternal Word, I adore Thee as my Redeemer. Eternal Spirit, Holy Ghost, I adore Thee as the sanctifier of my soul. I now acknowledge my sinfulness and beg God for pardon and strength. Have mercy on me, O God. I humbly confess my nothingness and my wretchedness. I am sorry for my many sins by which I have offended Thee and displeased Thee. Prostrate before Thee, I implore Thy grace, that I may be converted and do penance. I now pray for divine assistance. Come, Holy Ghost, enlighten my mind, strengthen my will, inflame my heart. I desire to make this meditation by Thy light, Thy inspiration, and Thy love. Holy Mary, Virgin and Mother of Divine Wisdom and Purest Love, bring me the help of God's grace. Saint Joseph, my dear guardian angel and patron saints, come to my aid. I now form my intention. O my Jesus, I offer this meditation for love of Thee, for the conversion of sinners, and in reparation for sins committed against the Immaculate Heart of Mary. The fourth joyful mystery is the Presentation. First consideration. The Immaculate Virgin Mary presented her Son Jesus in the temple, and though not obligated to do so, humbly fulfilled what was prescribed in the law for her purification. And after the days of her purification, according to the law of Moses, were accomplished, they carried him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, as it is written in the law of the Lord. Every male opening the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice according as it is written. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem named Simeon, who had received an answer from the Holy Ghost, that he should not see death before he had seen the Christ of the Lord. And he came by the Spirit into the temple. When his parents brought in the child Jesus, Simeon took him into his arms, blessed God, and said, Now thou dost dismiss thy servant, O Lord, according to thy word in peace. My eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all peoples, a light to the revelation of the Gentiles, and the glory of thy people Israel. And his father and mother were wondering at those things which were spoken concerning him. And Simeon blessed them and said to Mary his mother, Behold, this child is set for the fall and for the resurrection of many in Israel, and for a sign which will be contradicted. Thy own soul a sword shall pierce, that out of many hearts thoughts may be revealed. Anna, coming in, confessed to the Lord and spoke of him to all that looked for the redemption of Israel. O Jesus, my dear Redeemer, thou hast offered thyself in sacrifice to save me. I love thee, and thee alone shall I love. I repent with my whole heart of having offended thee. O Mary, look on me and draw me all to God. Sweetest Mother, give me confidence in thee and make me always have recourse to thee. Lead me to the house of God. Period of silence. Second consideration. Let us consider some similarities between the presentation and Fatima. Simeon longed to behold the Messiah. This was his constant desire and prayer. We could say his eyes were ever upon the Lord, and he desired with a great desire to attain heaven, the beatific vision. At Fatima, being promised by Our Lady that she would soon take them to heaven, Francisco and Jacinta also eagerly longed to be in heaven. Nearing his death, Francisco told Jacinta, When I am in heaven, I am going to console Our Lord and Our Lady very much. Shortly before her death, when asked by Lucia what she was going to do in heaven, Jacinta replied, I'm going to love Jesus a lot and the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Do I long for heaven? What is dearer to my heart, heaven or the wealth, pleasures, and honors of this earth? How greatly do I desire to be with God in comparison to my desire for physical health, worldly goods, and human respect? Do I receive the Word of God in my mind and heart with a lively faith? How can I strive to better love the Eucharistic Lord with all my mind, heart, soul, and strength? At Jerusalem, Simeon proclaimed, My eyes have seen thy salvation, a light to the revelation of the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel. At Fatima, Our Lady appeared dressed in the most brilliant light. Our Lady is the glory of the Church, the joy of Israel, the honor of our people. The Virgin Mary brought God's salvation before Simeon's eyes. She brings God's salvation for our times. God wills that we love Him and obey Him by devotion to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Simeon's prophetic words are in contrast to the 5 blasphemies against the Immaculate Heart of Mary, revealed to Sister Lucia by our Lord in May of 1930. Simeon's words honor Mary as the Mother of God and implicitly acknowledge her Immaculate Conception and perpetual virginity. Do I seek to honor Mary's Immaculate Conception by practicing the virtue of purity? Do I seek to help children love and honor Most Holy Mary? How do I treat images of Mary? Do I show love and reverence towards Most Holy Mary as she is represented in her sacred images? Period of silence. Third consideration, let us consider additional similarities between the Presentation and Fatima. Simeon prophesied that our Lord Jesus Christ came for the fall and the rise of many, that He would pass judgment on the merits of both the godless and the just, and accordingly dispense punishment or reward, and that Jesus and His doctrine would not be accepted by most people. At Fatima, Our Lady came with a message for the fall and rise of many. On June 13, 1917, she told the 3 shepherd children, Jesus wills to establish in the world devotion to My Immaculate Heart. To whomever embraces this devotion, I promise salvation. How do I practice devotion to the Immaculate Heart of Mary? Do I pray the rosary every day as Our Lady asked at each of her apparitions at Fatima? Do I practice the first Saturday's devotion every month as Our Lady requested? Prior to death, Simeon beheld salvation in his arms. Let us never forget that Our Lady promised to assist at the moment of death with all the graces necessary for salvation, all those who fulfill 5 consecutive first Saturdays. The message of Fatima is a sign that is contradicted. Do I recognize and accept the entire message of Fatima as coming from God? At the temple in Jerusalem, Simeon told the Blessed Virgin, "Thine own soul a sword shall pierce." He prophesied her future sufferings, suffering which continues to this day. Her immaculate heart is surrounded with thorns, with which ungrateful men pierce at every moment by their blasphemies and ingratitude. At Fatima, Our Lady promised the three shepherd children, "You are going to have much to suffer." God called them to share in the sufferings of Jesus and Mary. God also calls you to suffer for love of Jesus and Mary and for the sake of Holy Mother Church. Am I willing to suffer for the conversion of sinners and the purification of the Church? Do I accept all the suffering that God wills to send me with patience and resignation? Am I willing to do penance and accept suffering in reparation for man's sins against Jesus in the Holy Eucharist and against the Immaculate Heart of Mary? O God of my soul, I say that I love Thee, and yet what do I do for Thy love? Nothing. This shows, therefore, that either I do not love Thee, or I love Thee too little. O my Jesus, send me Thy Holy Ghost, that He may come and give me strength to suffer for Thy love before death overtakes me. Period of silence. Resolution. O my God, with the help of Thy grace, I resolve to. You may resolve to rouse in yourself a greater desire of heaven by reading the true story of Fatima or the life of a saint. You may resolve to carry out the first 5 Saturdays devotion in reparation for sins against the Immaculate Heart of Mary. You may resolve to name a specific way in which you are likely to suffer and to accept that suffering for love of Jesus and Mary and in reparation for how man's sins offend them. Conclusion. I give Thee thanks, O God, for the graces which Thou, in Thy infinite mercy, hast granted me by means of this meditation. Please grant me the help of Thy grace to carry out my resolutions and so please Thee. Grant me a greater love of Thee, the pardon of my sins, and final perseverance. Most Holy Mary, Saint Joseph, my dear guardian angel and patron saints, intercede for me that I may be faithful to my holy resolutions and grow in the love of God. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Immaculate Heart of Mary, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
This presentation has been brought to you by the Fatima Center. Copyright 2024. All rights reserved. We encourage you to participate in our 100 by 100 First Saturday Challenge. For the consecration of Russia and triumph of the Immaculate Heart, we earnestly desire to offer Our Lady a spiritual bouquet of 100,000 First Saturdays by the 100th anniversary of her request for this devotion, December 10th, 2025. Sign up and update your progress at fatima.org/100by100. Each First Saturday, Our Lady asks us to make a good confession within 8 days, receive Holy Communion, pray the Rosary, and meditate for 15 minutes on the mysteries of the Rosary. Offering each of these acts in reparation for the blasphemies and offenses committed against the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Please include the Fatima Center among those apostolates to whom you send a portion of your monthly tithe. Regular monthly donors are vital for our continuing operation. Visit our website, fatima.org, or call us at 1-800-263-8160. Thank you, and may God reward you. Immaculate Heart of Mary, be our salvation.